And Mike, the final conference championship game of the weekend will be Saturday night in Charlotte. It's the ACC title game. A 7-5 Pitt Panther team will take on number 2 ranked and 12-0 Clemson. You know, we always talk about, you know, we mentioned Alabama. No team's finished 15-0. We're kind of pushing this on Alabama. But the crazy thing about it is Clemson actually has a chance to finish 15-0-2. Now, Pitt, they beat Clemson 43-42 back in 16 when the Tigers won the title. So the Panthers still have some players on that team that think, hey, we can play with these guys. But, Mike, I look at this and, listen, this Clemson team, they're a juggernaut compared to this Pitt Panther team.
No doubt. Pitt did pull that huge upset back in 16, and they were a 3-touchdown dog. But, Coach, it ain't happening. The Tigers are favored by 4 touchdowns, and their defense is just too dominant.
Brent Venables, we talked earlier in the show about his time at Oklahoma, and he's just brought that philosophy over here. And, of course, we've seen since he's arrived in Clemson, South Carolina, their defenses have gone through the roof. Oklahoma's have subsided substantially. But the biggest news on this Clemson campus, as good as that defense is, has been Trevor Lawrence. 22 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Dabo Swinney faced a very, very tough decision to bench Kelly Bryant, who was a senior this year and who had led them into the semifinals last year. And again, the score looks bad, but it was only a 1-score game against Alabama in the fourth quarter down in the Sugar Bowl in that semifinal game. So it's not like the kid's not talented. But, man, Dabo Swinney and that coaching staff, they knew what they had with Trevor Lawrence, and he's been phenomenal. I think that has been the difference in this Clemson team this year.
It has, and I think the defense is better than even last year, and it actually seems to get better each and every year. They lose several players, several kids to the NFL, and they still dominate. And listen, this year, the average score of Clemson games is 46-14. Clemson wins this game easily, and they'll play in the college football playoff for the 4th straight year.
This is a Clemson program that not too long ago, people were saying, you know, they can't get to the big stage and perform. Under Tommy Bowden, they were supposed to get there. They couldn't get there. They have some interim coach take over, and he's just going to bide some time till we can hire a real coach at the end of the season. Well, Dabo Swinney, he turned around, and he went 6-2 the rest of the way and got the permanent head coaching job. He built his program systematically over the years. They have gone, I believe it's 52-4 over the last 5 years. Unbelievable run they've had. However, after beating their arch rival South Carolina by 21 this past Saturday, there were some folks who were grumbling that, oh, we didn't beat them bad enough. And Dabo Swinney, I think he used that platform to take a shot at the Clemson fans and to let his players know that, hey, I'm with you. All I want to do is win. I don't care if it's by 1 point or 100. But he just said, hey, if 12-0 is not good enough, maybe I need to start looking for other places to go to. And I think, his players knows what he's talking about. But for some of these fans, I think their antenna went up when Dabo Swinney said that.
Yeah, and I think it's just more of putting people in their place and getting it into the right perspective. Because you're right, 12-0. And listen, in that South Carolina game, Clemson was a 25-26-point favorite. Okay, they didn't cover the point spread by 4 points, but you've been a dominant team for 4 straight years. And, of course, fan is short for fanatic. And at Clemson, Alabama, Auburn, LSU, I mean, that's what you're going to deal with. But I like the fact that Dabo stepped up and said, you know, hey, if you guys want to be, if that's the bar you want to set, get someone else to do it. But of course, I don't think he meant it. He's just trying to put people in their place.
I totally agree with you there. He just used that opportunity, much like Nick Saban does, to make points with certain people to say, hey, look, I'm the coach. I know what's going on. You want to go back to being 5-7 or 7-5 and thinking that was a good year? Have at it. I'll go somewhere else. As you know, as Saban says, I'll go sit on the dock and watch the Ducks poop. You know, that's Saban's famous line. But again, 12-0, it's phenomenal, and that's why I just want to strangle people that talk about Notre Dame. Oh, 12-0, who have they played? Let me tell you something. Going 12-0, I don't care if you're the 85-pound Mighty Mike Catholic Youth League team. That 12-0 is an accomplishment at any level. When I was visiting earlier this week with Coach Max Howell on ESPN The Fan, he brought that up to one of the callers that called in to talk to us. He said, look, guy, you don't understand how tough it is. Going 12-0 anytime, anywhere is a great accomplishment.
Oh, no doubt. And I've got the Notre Dame schedule pulled up right here. Okay, they beat Michigan, and it was the first week of the season. They beat Michigan. They beat Vanderbilt from the SEC, which will go to a bowl game. They beat Stanford. Stanford's down. They beat Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech had a down year. So did Navy. So did Florida State. So did USC. Notre Dame can't control that. But, Coach, you're right. It goes back to when we talk about Alabama trying to get to 15-0, Clemson trying to get to 15-0. That means you have to be flawless, and there's too many good teams. And going back to Clemson, they're 12-0, Coach. And listen, they do not shy away from competition every year. They've scheduled Auburn home and away. This year, they had Texas A&M home and away, which, in fact, was their closest game. It was on the road in College Station. So whether it's Notre Dame or Clemson, you're undefeated. It's tough to do, and I think they should both be considered in the top four, and Vegas has Clemson in the top four for sure.